Today's passage is sorry, before I start, I always forget. I'm just a little bit lacking there. So the children and the youths can go to your classrooms.
Okay. 孩子们能够去他的教会, 教室.
Okay. All right. So I can see the reminder is always, you know, it's like, okay, so let's go back. So today's passage that we read in Matthew 7 is also from the Sermon on the Mount.
今天所阅读的这个马太福音七章, 也是从这个,
and in there, it talks about criticism.
在这里呢,
criticism is actually one of our favorite pastimes. It could be something very trivial.
并不是那么的, 怎么讲呢, 这个, 是, 微不足道的。
对。 And a good example is maybe we would criticize somebody's appearance.
我们常常会在乎别人的外表。
Or this person is horrible taste, or that person is too flashy.
这位的人物呢, 他的品格, 品味非常差, 他也是非常这个, 招摇的。
Or he has, or she has too much makeup on, or he looks like a country bumpkin.
他化妆太浓了, 或者他是一个从乡下来的乡巴佬。
Or maybe sometimes we criticize somebody's skill or performance.
或是别人的这个技能, 或是技术,
and some, a lot of times it happens in our workplace.
常常会发生在我们工作的场所。
But even at home, when we watch a ball game, we may criticize that, you know, the players.
我们很可能在家里面呢, 当我们看球赛的时候呢, 我们也会, 批评这个, 教练。
We act like we know better than all the coaches and the professional athletes.
是啊, 我们比这些, 职业选手, 还有教练更精明。
Or sometimes it's between spouses.
很可能在家里面, 是在, 夫妻之间的一种, 批评。
The range of topics that we can criticize is endless.
那这样子呢, 这种, 批评呢, 就变成, 无穷无尽了。
And sometimes it gets more personal.
有时候呢, 会变成很私人化了。
We can criticize somebody's character or lifestyle.
批评别人的性格, 批评别人的生活的习惯。
We can criticize somebody is selfish or arrogant and they are looking down on us.
或者是, 批评别人的这种自私自利, 傲慢, 或者人家瞧不起我们。
And it's unreliable, we can never count on him to do anything.
不可靠, 他们不可靠, 从来不能指望。
Or somebody is stupid and stubborn. That is the worst combination.
或者是他们这个很愚蠢啊, 不知道他们在做什么。
We can never convince them to do anything or teach them anything.
很多时候呢, 我们根本没有办法能够, 这个在一个建议上面呢, 不会接受我们的这个建议。
A lot of times we think that we are coming from a good motivation.
但是呢, 很多时间呢, 我们认为批评的时候, 是来自于一个好处。
And we're just trying to help that person grow.
其实我们是在帮助他成长。
Or we are trying to improve communication.
我帮助他如何的沟通,
更改变他的沟通。I'm so frustrated, I have to vent. And others should really know how I feel.
Hello? Okay. 感觉到这个好像他很这个, 我很沮丧, 我一定要, 发泄我这个心里面的那种感动。
Or maybe it's just something I said, if I don't say anything, the whole thing is going to go down the drain, I have to fix it.
我觉得我一定要, 讲出来, 我一定要把这个事情, 这个办好。
So all of those things sounds like pretty legitimate reasons.
其实这些理由都是非常正当的理由。
But then Jesus said in Matthew 7, do not judge or you too will be judged.
但是在马太福音七章的时候, 耶稣说什么? 说是你们不要论断人, 免得你们被论断。
So what does Jesus mean? Does it mean that we can never criticize?
那么基督, 耶稣基督是, 到底是讲的什么意思呢? 我们是永远不能论断吗?
When we criticize, we're being judgmental.
我们是否是, 这个, 在论断别人呢? 是要论断还是不要论断?
So first of all, let's clarify what judge not or do not judge, what does it really does not mean?
那么首先让我们来, 澄清, 什么是不要论断, 或者是, 论断。
Okay, so it does not mean that everything is okay.
这并不是代表每一样事情都是 很好的。
It does not mean that we have no opinion on anything.
而也不是说我们对任何事情都没有意见的。
And it certainly does not mean that we don't discern between right and wrong.
更不是我们无法如何分别好与坏。
In fact, it's quite the opposite because many passages in the Bible tell us that we need to be discerning.
事实上呢，正是相反的，因为在圣经的这个每个经文，大多数的经文里面，都是告诉我们，我们需要有分别的能力。
And in fact, right in the same chapter 7, immediately after the verses that we read, Jesus told us that we have to watch out for false prophets.
在刚刚所阅读的这个经文之后呢，马上呢，耶稣就告诉我们，你们要提防假先知。
Watch out for the false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves.
你们要防御假先知。 他们到你们这里来，外面披着羊皮，里面却是残暴的狼。By
their fruit, you will recognize them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles?
凭着他们的果子就可以认出他们来。井里尚岂能摘葡萄呢？Okay.
We have to watch out because there are false prophets coming in sheep's clothing.
我们需要辨别假先知，因为他们是穿着假的羊毛来的。We
have to be discerning.
我们需要分别。By
looking at their fruit, we can tell whether it's a good fruit or bad fruit, and then we can recognize who they are.
通过他们所结的果子，我们就知道他们是结的是好的果子还是坏的果子，我们就可以认出他是什么样的人。
And then, even more directly, Jesus said in John 7:24.
在约翰福音7:24节，约翰书如何告诉我们？
Stop judging by mere appearances, but instead judge correctly.
不可按外貌断定是非，总要按公平断定是非。
So there is even clearer. We have to judge, and we have to judge correctly.
我们需要论断是用正确的好的方式。And
then Paul also urges to be discerning.
保罗也催促我们，敦促我们要有分别能力。In
2 Timothy chapter 3, it says people will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents. Ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, and on and on and on.
提摩太后书3:2-5这么说：因为那时人要专顾自己，贪爱钱财，自夸，狂傲，妄赌，违背父母，忘恩负义，心不圣洁，无亲情，无解冤，好说谗言，不能自约等等，这等人你要躲开。
So how are we going to have nothing to do with these people if we don't discern who they are?
那如果我们一开始都不能分辨他们是什么样的人，那我们怎么能够远离他们呢？
Now, judge not also does not mean that we don't correct others.
不要论断，并不意味着我们不纠正别人。
So in Matthew 7:5, we read that you hypocrites first take the plank out of your own eyes, and then you will see clearly. To remove the speck from your brother's eye.
在马太福音7:5，我们读到，你这假冒为善的人，先去掉自己眼中的梁木，然后才能看得清楚，去掉你弟兄眼中的刺。
So according to this verse, we still have to remove the speck from our brother's eye.
那这是什么意思呢？ 我们如何去掉人家眼中的刺呢？
So, we still have to remove the speck from our brother's eyes, but we first have to take the plank out of our own eyes.
我们需要把弟兄的刺挪开，但是我们先要把我们眼中的梁木挪去。So,
what does Jesus mean then? But why is that what he said, do not judge?
耶稣基督到底是什么意思呢？什么是叫做论断人呢？
So, today we're going to look at this question from three different perspectives.
我们要从三个角度来看这个问题。
First, we're going to look at the what. What standards are we going to use to judge?
我们先看用什么标准来论断。
And second, we'll look at the why.
第二，何谓论断
？Why do we judge? What are the motives when we judge?
我们的这个动机是什么来论断别人
？And finally, we'll look at the how.
最后呢，我们来看这个如何论断。
How do we judge? What attitude should we hold when we judge someone?
我们用什么的这个标准来论断别人呢
？So first of all, let's look at the what, the standards that we use. Jesus said, "Do not judge."Or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. And with the measures you use, it will measure to you.
耶稣说什么？耶稣说：“你们不要论断人，免得你们被这个论断。你们用什么量器、标准、来这个量别人呢
？”And so he is telling us to be careful about the standards that we use to judge others.
他提醒我们要小心，我们用什么样的这个标准来。论断别人的标准。
It is important that we are not using our own legalistic or misguided standards to judge others.
重要的是，我们不要用自己的这个标准主义或是律法主义呢，来这个标准来论断别人。
In Jesus' days, he was judged by the Pharisees.
在耶稣的时代呢，他是被法利赛人论断。
He is judged as a sinner by them because he dared to save on a Sabbath day.
因为耶稣被人家论断，是因为他这个敢在安息日治病。
And that was a big no-no according to the Pharisees' rules.
其实这是法利赛人的这个规定的一个大忌。
And also, he was considered as a sinner by the Pharisees because he was associating with other sinners.
他们还认为耶稣是罪人，是因为耶稣跟这个税吏还有其他的罪人一同交往。
So it was sinning by association in the Pharisees' rulebook.
这呢就是在这个法利赛人的这个规定里面的法规里面的，这就是因为交往而成为罪。
In our days, what rules and standards do we use to judge others?
在我们的时代，我们应该用什么规则标准来论断别人呢
？We a lot of times like to use rules that may be accepted by many, but actually they're not according to God's rules.
我们很喜欢用可能是被人接受的一种方式来论断，当作一个规矩。可是呢，这并不是蒙神喜悦的这种方法。
Like we judge people because of their skin color and race.
尤其是我们论断别人呢，是由是他们的皮肤颜色或是种族的不同。
Or we judge people because of what happened to them.
或者我们论断人，是有些事情发生了在他们身上。
If someone is poor, it's because they don't work hard enough.
譬如说有人贫穷，那么就一定是他们不够努力。
If he is sick, then it must be they didn't take care of themselves.
如果有人生病了，就是一定他们没有好好的照顾他们自己的身体。
If some bad things happen to someone, then it must be some kind of punishment for what they did before.
有一些不好的事情发生在个人身上呢，那一定是他们什么做了一些不好的事情，得到了这个报应。
And in addition to using misguided standards to judge, we also judge people with double standards.
我们呢也用这种双重标准来这个论断别人。
Jesus said, you know, people would ignore the log in their own eyes, but see the tiny specks in other people's eyes.
耶稣描述了，就是人们呢都忽略这个用这个自己的眼中的这个梁木，但是只是看到别人的这眼中的刺。
And a common double standard that we apply is related to forgiveness.
我们通常用这个双重标准来运用到我们这个宽恕别人一种方法。
When we make a mistake ourselves, we expect others to forgive us and forget.
当我们犯错时候呢，我们是希望人家能够来原谅我们，这个忘记我们的做这个错误。
And we expect others to see that it's just an unintentional, a silly one-time mistake that we make.
我们希望别人看到我们的错误的时候是无意的一种犯错的方法。
But when someone else makes a mistake, we see it as a pattern.
但是当别人犯错的时候呢，我们就以为他是这是他们的本性。
And we think that it reflects a deep-seated character flaw.
就反映了这种根深蒂固的这种个性。
And that is double standard.
缺陷呢，这就是双重标准。
And then Paul also reminded us there are disputable matters in Romans chapter 14.
在罗马书十四章，这个保罗有告诉我们这些事情是有争议的。
It's not that Paul had no opinion in those disputable matters.
这并不是说保罗呢对这种有争议的事情没有意见的。
And in the example about food offered to idols, it's not that Paul had no opinion on that.
譬如说呢，在这个祭拜偶像这个食物上面的问题呢，这个保罗并不是完全没有任何的意见。
In fact, Paul was fully persuaded that nothing is unclean in itself.
因为保罗认为没有什么是不洁净的。
So Paul was fully persuaded that it's okay to eat it.
保罗认为这是可以吃的。
But he is not judging others who believe otherwise.
但他并没有论断那些有不同看法的人。
He recognized that there are matters, there are issues, there are practices that are not foundational in our belief.
保罗认为呢，他认识到这些事情呢、问题呢和做法，并不是我们信仰的这个基础。
And everyone should act according to his or her conviction.
我们都应该照着我们自己的这个信仰去行事。
And we should not be judging others according to our own rules.
更不应该同时呢用自己的方法来论断别人。
And for Paul, not only does he not judge on those matters,
对保罗来说呢，他不仅仅不用这种方法，有这种争议的事情来论断别人。
And because of love, he was even willing to alter his own behavior so that would not cause others to stumble.
因为是出于爱，保罗呢愿意改变自己的行为，以免使别人绊倒。
Now, if you think back a week or a month.And think about the issues that you got into arguing with someone.
如果你列出最近前一周或前一个月跟人争论的事情或批评的事情，任何的问题。
And how many of those would you classify as disputable matters?
有多少可以列为有这种争执的事情
？Disputable matters are not necessarily trivial matters.
有争论的事情不一定是琐碎的事情。
It could be some weighty matters worthy of some conviction.
它很可能是值得坚守重要的信仰的事情。
But you will need to make a determination where they are so foundational that you will have to take a stand.
你必须来判断、分辨他们是否是你信仰的基础，以至于你呢，在这个情况里面，你必须站出来。
And if that is a disputable matter, you can keep your own conviction, but don't condemn or look down on others.
那尤其是呢，在这种情况里，你可以坚持自己的信仰，但不要牵扯或是轻视有不同想法、看法的人，尤其在这个有争论上面的这个问题。
Jesus told us that for in the same way you judge others, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured to you.
耶稣告诉我们，你们用什么标准来论断别人，也必用什么标准来被论断。你用什么量器量给人？也必用什么良器量给你们。
If you judge others with a harsh or unreasonable standard, you will be judged with a harsh and unreasonable standard.
如果我们用刻薄或是不合理的标准来论断别人呢，我们同样的也会被用刻薄和不合理的标准被论断。
If you judge others with a double standard, you will be judged with a double standard.
我们用双重标准论断别人呢，我们也会被用双重标准来被论断。
Now, besides the what standards, we need to look at the why. Why do we judge?
除了什么，那么我们现在要看的是何谓，为何。
A common theme throughout the entire Sermon on the Mount is to look past the outer behavior and to look into our inner heart.
在这个登山宝训呢，有一个常见的一个主题呢，其实超越在我们这个外在的行为，是重视。这个而且是审视我们的内心。
In Matthew chapter 6, Jesus denounced the hypocrites who pray and fast and give money in front of others.
在马太福音六章耶稣指责了那些在这个众人面前祈祷、禁食、施舍钱财的这个伪君子。
They want to be seen by others so that they can get people's praise and so that people can think highly of them.
他们的东西是为了让人家看见他们的行为而得到这种高尚的感觉。
And so when we judge others, we have to watch out to see whether this is yet another way for us to elevate our others at the elevate ourselves at the expense of others.
是，当我们论断别人的时候，我们必须警惕，这里呢是否有一种以他人为代价来高举自己的一种地位的方式，高举自己地位的方式。
Instead of elevating ourselves by doing good deeds properly, are we elevating ourselves by knocking other people's down?
我们是否因为通过贬低别人的一种方式来高举自己？
Jesus,
go ahead.
Jesus told a parable of a Pharisee who looked down at a tax collector.
耶稣讲述了一个法利赛的一个比喻，他轻看了一个税吏。
It gave the Pharisee a satisfaction when he saw himself as above that tax collector.
当他看到自己这个人呢，当他看到自己比别人高出一等的时候呢，他感觉满足，觉得有人比他还糟糕。
So he felt that, oh, those people are worse than him, and he makes him, that makes him happy.
这样子呢，让他自己呢觉得很满足，让人家比这个他还要低贱。
If we are like this Pharisee, being critical with others and thinking that we are better than others, then we have really not understood the gospel.
其实我们根本就没有真正了解这个福音。如果我们像这个法利赛人一样，就是对人家挑剔、轻看别人，然后把自己呢抬举了在别人面前。
We have not understood our own sinfulness.
我们真的没有了解自己的罪了。
Whenever we judge, we have to watch out for our motives.
当我们批评别人的时候，论断别人的时候，我们必须警惕我们自己的这个动机。
Is it a perverse way to show that we are superior?
是否一种扭曲的事实来显示我们自己的优越感
？So that we can feel good about ourselves.
我们会不会觉得感觉良好、快乐让我们自己为自己祝贺
？We should not judge because of jealousy.
我们更不应该因为嫉妒而论断。
Because we're envious of someone and trying to find fault with what they have or who they are.
因为我们嫉妒某人呢，就试图找他们的缺点或是问题了。
We should not judge because of anger.
我们更不应该因为愤怒而论断。
Because we're angry with someone, and a convenient way to lash out at them is to criticize them.
因为发泄愤怒呢是一种方便方式呢，最简单的方式呢就是开始论断别人。
We should not judge because of revenge.
我们更不应该因着这个报复来论断。
Because the best way to get back at someone is to cause their reputational harm.
其实最容易的一种方法就是伤害别人的声名名誉，这种是种最佳的一种报复的方法。
And we should not judge because it provides a gossip topic.
我们更不应该这种用这种八卦来这个话题呢来这个论断。
Instead, Galatians 6:1 tells us that our goal is to restore someone.If someone is caught in a sin,
其实，在加拉太书六章一节呢，告诉我们，如果有人过犯，被过犯所胜，我们的目标目的是要帮助他恢复。
Paul told the Corinthian church that he rebuilt them not to tear them down, but to build them up.
其实，保罗在哥林多教会里，他指责这些人呢，是不是为了要拆毁他们？而是因为要建造他们。
And similarly, he told the Ephesian church that the motive should be to grow and build up the body of Christ by speaking the truth in love.
同样的，他告诉以弗所教会，这个动机呢，应该是通过以爱说，用爱心说诚实话，来成长，来建立基督的身体。
So the motive is always to discern, to understand, and then to restore and to build up and to maintain the unity of the church.
所以动机总是要。辨别要理解，然后恢复、建立和维护教会的这个合一。
If we find that something is not done right, it's not done well, don't say this is awful.
如果我们发现有些事情做得不对、做得不好，不要光只是说这太糟糕了。
Or even worse, verbally attacking the person that you think is causing the problem.
更不应该是用口头攻击你认为造成问题的人。
If our motive is to restore, is to build up, is to maintain unity, then at the very least, offer constructive comments.
我们的动机应该是恢复、建立，至少要提出一些有建设性的建议。
We can suggest ways that can things that can be done better.
我们应该建议这些事情呢，是应该可以做得更好。
Better yet, don't just identify the problem, become part of the solution.
更好的就是不要指出，只是光指出问题，而不是这样子的话，你就变成一个 解决的方法的一部分了。
If you think some tasks are not done enough or done well, you can take on that task.
如果你认为有些施工做得不够好，或是做得不美满，其实你可以承担那个任务，那个施工。
If you think that your spouse didn't cook very well, you can cook some dishes yourself.
尤其你的配偶如果他做饭做得不好，其实你可以帮助他做饭。
If you think your Bible study leader is boring, you can lead a Bible study yourself.
如果你认为你的这个查经的这个代理人呢，他很无聊没有什么没有兴趣了，其实你可以带领。
Some people may say, "Well, I cannot be the solution because that's not my job."
有些人会说，我不能成为解决的方案，因为这不是我的工作。
And I'm not in the position to influence what is being done.
我也更没有影响力来帮助。来改变。
And I'll agree with you if you know the president of our country or some CEO of a company makes a decision. Yeah, we can't influence that.
这个我同意有一点，就是如果我们的国家的总统或是我们这个公司的这个首席直接官做出来决定的时候，是我们不认为我不认为我们可以有任何的改变影响力。
But I'll be a lot more skeptical of that argument if we are talking about issues that happen in our family or our church.
那我会对这种借口呢保持一种迟疑的态度，是因为我们谈论的是家庭或是教会中出现的问题。
And then there is one thing that we can all one rule that we can always follow.
有一条规矩我们可以一直循这个遵守。
We can always pray for the situation.
我们面对什么事情呢？我们应该
Pray for that person or pray for the persons involved.
为了人祷告，为了这个影响人的这个祷告。
Pray for the people who are being impacted.
为这个受影响的人祷告。
Pray for restoration, pray for building up, and pray for unity.
为恢复祷告，为建立祷告，为团结祷告。
Ask what Jesus would want you to do.
问基督耶稣要你做什么。
And if what you're going to say is not going to restore, is not going to build up, is not going to maintain or build up unity, then don't say it.
如果你认为你的批评的论断的事情不能恢复、不能建立、不能促进团结一致，那就不要说。
If you see that a problem in someone, then go talk to that someone.
如果你看到人家有问题，就去跟那个人沟通。
Speak the truth in love.And gently restore.
用爱心说诚实话，温柔的来恢复人的关系。
Talking about someone behind the back is never going to help.
在背后论断那个人，绝对不会跟那个人有一个任何的建立一个关系。
It will never restore. It will never build up. It will never maintain unity.
这永远不会恢复，永远不会建立，永远不会促进团结。
The passage we read in Matthew 7 tells us that we should focus on ourselves first.
在这个马太福音七章是让我们第一就是要关注自己。
And we need to look at ourselves before we go find issues with our brothers and sisters.
我们要先看到自己，然后再去跟其他弟兄姐妹来沟通。
You hypocrite, first take the plank out of your own eyes.
你是假冒伪善的人，先除掉自己眼中的梁木。
And then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eyes.
然后才能看清楚，去掉你弟兄眼中的刺。
Looking ourselves first, that self-examination would help us find our own issues.
我们应该先自己反省，然后才到找别人问题，在找别人问题之前，先反省自己。
And then we can then deal with our own issues.
然后因为我们反省自己，帮助我们可以发现自己的问题了。
And then that's all even before we start to think of addressing others' issues.
这都是我们考虑解决别人问题之前所要做的事情。
And Jesus said we would be a hypocrite if we ignore our own issues and then rush to condemn others.
如果我们忽略自己的问题，急于谴责别人，我们就是伪君子了。
Jesus told us that we would also have a better perspective.When we first deal with our own issues,
耶稣还告诉我们，如果我们先处理自己的问题，我们就会有更好的视角。
For one thing, we'll recognize the real magnitude of the issues themselves.
另一方面呢, 我们会认识到 这个问题真正的严重性。
We may realize that what we see as others' concessions are not that monumental as we thought.
很可能我们会发现意识到 我们对别人这种过犯呢, 过错呢, 并没有觉得像我们想象的那么样严重。
We may have more humility and empathy for others when we recognize how we ourselves have failed as well.
当我们认识到自己也失败过, 也犯过错的时候呢, 我们会对别人的更有谦卑, 更有同情心了。
When we judge, it must be with a humble attitude, not thinking that we are better than them.
当我们论断时呢, 必须带着谦卑的态度, 而不是认为自己比别人强, 别人好。
Jesus tells us that we will see the solution and the path forward more clearly.
耶稣告诉我们, 我们就会更清楚地看到解决方式的这种, 还有, 前面的道路。
Jesus told the Jews that they have to judge correctly in John 7.
约翰福音七章, 耶稣告诉我们, 告诉犹太人。
And first of all, they should not judge by appearance.
先不要论断外表, 别人的外表。
People come to a conclusion too quickly without looking deeper into an issue.
人们往往没有深入调查, 了解状况的就很快地下了结论。
We have to gather information in order to judge correctly.
我们必须收集, 完整的资料, 正确的资料, 才有着正确的判断。
We have to hear from both sides of an argument.
我们需要两边的, 这个意见。
Just like in a court of law, if there is disagreement between two people, we cannot judge only based on one person says.
就像在法律上, 如果两个人有争议, 我们不能只是光凭听一方面的说法, 就判断了。
The human heart is deceitful.
人的心是诡诈的。
If we only hear from one side, it will distort, it will omit, it may even tell outright lies.
如果我们只听一方的说法, 就会扭曲事实, 就会省略事实, 甚至可能完全的这个, 介入撒谎了。
Paul also warns us that judging about someone's motives,
保罗也警惕我们如何, 不要论断别人的这种动机。
In 1 Corinthians 4:5, it says, Therefore judge nothing before the appointed time. Wait until the Lord comes. He will bring to light what is hidden in darkness and will expose the motives of the heart. At that time, each will receive their praise from God.
在这个, 哥林多前书4:5节, 就是所以时候未到, 什么都不要论断, 只等主来, 他要照暗中的, 隐情, 显明人心的意念。
Only God knows the motives of the heart.
只有神知道我们心里面的谋算。
We don't.
我们无法知道。
Yet, we often criticize someone assuming their motives.
我们只能够去, 猜测人家的这个, 动机。
He is doing this because he's jealous of me.
他在猜想这个, 你的这个嫉妒他的这种, 心态。
Or she is doing it because she is out of revenge.
她做这个是为了报复而做的。
Saying someone did something, hopefully, is a fact that cannot be disputed.
尤其有些事情是无法能够解决的, 在这种争论上面。
But when we go from a fact to someone did something according to a motive, we are jumping from a fact to a guess.
我们如果不知道的话, 我们其实就是用一个事实来跳进了一种, 假设。
99% of the time, you really don't know when somebody says something, is it because of a good motive or a bad motive?
在99%的情况下呢, 我们并不知道, 人家的理由是, 是正确的或是错误的。
Let's assume it's good intention.
我们只能够, 假设是出于正当的理由。
99% of the time, you're not sure whether somebody did something for a legit reason or because of a selfish motive.
99%的这个情况下呢, 我们不确定 别人是否出自于好意思, 好意念, 或者是坏的动机。
Let's assume it's for a legitimate reason.
我们只能假设这是一个好的动机。
Maybe the best way to summarize about how we judge is to be merciful.
如果我们总结的话, 如何去论断, 别人最好的方法就是仁慈。
A merciful person assumes the best in others.
一个仁慈的人会假设别人是最好的。
A merciful person takes the time to understand before making decisions.
一个仁慈的人会在下决定之前呢，花些时间来理解。
A merciful person examines himself to find extenuating circumstances for others.
一个仁慈的人呢，会自我反省，为别人找出有可原谅的一个理由。
Now this morning I have talked about how to judge, but not about being, about how to judge, but not being judgmental.
我今天早上所谈到的是如何论断，而不是要论断别人。
I didn't really talk about what to do when you're the person being judged.
我并没有谈到，你在被论断或者在批评的时候该怎么办。
And what do you do if somebody judging you with double standards or without coming to you with the best motives?
我们该怎么办呢？如果有人批评我们是用双重标准，
So very quickly, I just want to go through some things without going too deeply into them.
我不需要介入到这个详细的说明，你们可能知道猜想到我会说什么了。
And so first of all, are we all familiar with this verse from James 1 is that we need to be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry.
其实就在雅各书1章19节，就是这边讲的，你们个人要快快的听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒。
So if you've been criticized, slow to speak means that you are slow to speak up to defend yourself.
在这种情况下呢，这个慢慢的说，意味着就是不要急于为自己来辩解。
And don't let anger overwhelm you so that we can't even listen anymore.
不要让愤怒来压倒我们的个性，我们每个人，以至于我们无法来听清、听述。
And second is humility.
第二呢，是谦卑。
Proverbs 15 tell us that those who disregard discipline despise themselves, but the one who heeds correction gains understanding. Wisdom's instruction is to fear the Lord, and humility comes before honor.
这里在箴言15章32到33节，这个弃绝管教的，轻看自己的生命，听从责备的，却得智慧，敬畏耶和华是智慧的训诲，尊荣以前必有谦卑。So
it takes humility to listen to advice.
我们需要听从。
And those who do that gain understanding.
就是听从责备的，却得智慧。Okay, 听从责备的。Okay,
and then also that humility, what here it promises, will be followed with honor.
在这里讲到的就是，之后呢，就是尊荣之前必有谦卑。
And then finally, maybe something not so obvious.
最后呢，其实没有那么明显的。
And the book of James talk much about practical living.
在这个雅各书里是讲了一个非常关键实际生活的一种话题。
In chapter 3, it talk about the wisdom from above.
第三章是讲到天上的智慧。
And but the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit. Impartial and sincere.
Okay, 在这个从天上来的这个智慧，先是清洁，后是和平，温良柔顺，满有怜悯，多结善果，没有偏见，没有假冒。这是雅各书3章17节。
And I look up different translations of this word, submissive, to really try to understand what it really means.
Elder Tong 他这个查检的这个温良柔顺是什么意思？
And here you see all the different translations from the many versions of English and Chinese Bible.
这里呢，在不同的英文的版本上面呢，讲出不同的这个字词，就是代表了解释的温良柔顺。
And if you look through all of those, you can see that there are really different angles of this word that all the different translators are trying to come and give us that understanding.
如果你看的话，这些字词呢，其实用不同的角度来翻译这个温良柔顺。
And one of the ones I like the best is actually from NLT. It says, willing to yield to others.
这个他最喜欢的 奥多东尼最喜欢的一句呢，就是 "will" translation 就是解释的翻译呢，就是 "willing to yield to others"， 就是意思就是说来让步，让步给别人。
So there are things that we don't have to win.
我们不需要一直在得这个战胜别人。
It's okay to yield.
我们是其实平常我们是可以让的，让别人。
In every criticism, there's probably a grain of truth.
每一个批评中呢，每一个论断中，可能都有一点点这个真理。
Because after all, we're not perfect. We always there is our sinful nature still in us.
毕竟呢，我们并不完美，并不完善。我们的罪性仍然在我们跟我们对抗，在我们里面。
It may be a speck that others are pointing out.
这可能是别人所指出的问题，可能是一个很小的一个问题。
Or maybe a big law we don't know.
很可能也是个很大的问题。
But regardless of whether it's a speck or a log, the wisdom above tells us that we should be open to reason, ready to listen, to and also willing to yield.
不管是小的刺或是大的梁木，天上的智慧呢，总是会告诉我们接受劝诫，准备倾听别人的恳求，并愿意来顺服别人。
So to summarize, we have to look at making a judgment without being judgmental.
总结来说呢，我们已经看到这个我们需要可以如何的这个论断，但是不要论断。
We have to be careful, number one, not to apply double standards or use our own legalistic standards.
我们必须小心，不要用双重标准或是自己的律法来这个论断别人。
We have to be careful about our motives.
我们必须小心我们的动机。
Our motives can only be to restore, to build up, and to maintain unity.
只要我们动机是为的是恢复、建立或是维护合一，
and we also have to take the time and effort to be merciful in the way we judge.
我们更需要花时间和精力在这个论断的时候呢，显示出你的仁慈。
The gospel recorded that Jesus summarized the law and the prophets twice.
福音书记录了耶稣两次总结了这个律法和先知的结合。
One of them is in Matthew 22 that we all are familiar with.
第一个呢就是马太福音22章37到40节。
Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments.
你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神，这是诫命中的第一。且是最大的，其次也是相奥，这是要爱人如，就是要爱人如己。这两条诫命是律法和先知一切道理的总纲。
The other summary is in Matthew 7:12 that we the read in the chapter that we read today.
另外一个呢，另外一章的经文呢，就是马太福音7:12，我们刚刚阅读过。
So in everything, do to others what you would have them done to you. For this sums up the law and the prophets.
所以无论何事，你们愿意人怎样待你们，你们也怎样待人，因为这就是律法和先知的道理。
So one can say that Matthew 22 is a foundational summary of the law and the prophets.
我们可以这么说，马太福音22章是律法和先知的一个基础的总结。
Loving God and man provides the foundation on every other command is derived.
就是爱神、爱人提供了其他诫命的基础。
It tells us the why of why we act.
告诉我们行为的为什么。
Whereas Matthew 7 is what I call a functional summary of the law and prophets.
在马太福音呢，这个七节的是，对不起，七章就是律法和先知的一个实际应用的一种总结。
The golden rule is telling us how of the how we act.
黄金的法则就是告诉我们如何去行动。
And the golden rule in Matthew 7 is a practical guide of how we apply the great commandment in Matthew 22.
其实呢，马太福音七章的黄金法则就是一个实用的指南，告诉我们如何实践马太福音22章的伟大的诫命。
How do we love our neighbors?
我们如何爱人如己？
The answer is to love them as yourself is to do what they would have done, what you would want them to done to you.
其实答案就是对人就是如同像人对待你一样。
So Jesus applied the golden rule to this topic of judgment.
耶稣呢, 他把这个黄金则,这个法则呢, 运用在判断的主题里。
For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged.
他说呢, 就是如何用什么样的标准论断别人呢? 同样的是用什么标准来被这个论断。
If you want to be judged with fairness, then judge others with fairness.
我们愿意被公平来论断呢, 就要用公平来论断别人。
If you want to be judged with mercy and compassion, then judge others with mercy and compassion.
如果我们愿意被仁慈和怜悯来论断呢, 那就请你用仁慈怜悯, 来论断别人。
If you want to be judged with understanding of the circumstances that you are in, then judge others with understanding of the circumstances that they are in.
我们希望被理解或是, 在我们所, 这个, 处在, 的状况里面, 处境的环境里面呢, 就希望别人也理解我们, 这个我们自己, 在这个, 环境里面的这个处境, 来论断别人。
When Jesus said that you will be judged, he didn't say who will be judging us.
耶稣说, 你们要, 这个论断的时候呢, 他并, 耶稣说其实是说, 你们要这个, 被论断的时候呢, 他并没有说谁会论断我们。
Now, he could mean that for the same way you judge others, others will be judging you.
他也可能是说, 你们怎样论断别人, 别人也就会怎样论断你们。
But more likely, Jesus is saying, for in the same way that you judge others, I, Jesus, will be judging you.
那更可能呢, 是这么说的, 耶稣是这么说的, 他是怎么说呢? 他是, 你们怎样论断别人, 我耶稣基督就会怎样论断你们。
One day, when our lives are finished on earth, we will all be standing in front of the judgment seat of Christ.
有一天我们将这个, 在这个地球上的生命结束的时候呢, 我们都会站在耶稣基督审判台前。
Everything will be revealed.
一切都会被显示出来。
God will have the final word.
神会有最后的, 定论。
He will judge each of us according to what we did, what we said, what we thought.
他会根据我们所做的、所说的、所想的来论断我们。
We will be shown mercy because of the blood of Christ has covered our sins.
因为耶稣基督的宝血将遮盖了我们的罪而得到怜悯。
However, we don't want to be told that we have not shown mercy to others even though we ourselves have received mercy.
然而我们不希望在那个时候, 在审判的时候, 我们没有, 告诉我们, 我们没有对别人表示怜悯。
We don't want ourselves to be judged by Jesus with a harsh standard because we have judged others with a harsh standard.
我们更不希望, 自己被用刻薄的标准来论断, 因为我们对别人也施加了刻薄的一种标准。
We don't want to see what we built in our lives on earth would not be able to stand the tests of fire.
我们更不希望看到我们在地球所建造的, 的这些, 东西会经不起,
A soldier named William Scott was serving guard duty on August 31st, 1861, near Cambridge, which is about 30 minutes from where we are today.
有位士兵名叫威廉, 斯科特, 在1861年, 8月30日以后, 他在这个, 这个 Cambridge, 附近站岗。
He was found asleep at his post.
他被发现在岗位的时候呢，睡着了。He
was subsequently court-martialed and sentenced to be executed.
随后呢，这个军事审判呢，判决他是被处死刑。Military
law was very strict at that time, and sleeping at one's post was a capital offense because it endangered the entire army during war.
这军事法庭是非常严谨的，睡岗是死刑。 因为他会危险，这个介入到整个军队里。
And William Scott was scheduled for execution by firing squad on September 9th, 1861.
他即将被枪决在9月9号，1861年。
And on that day, after his death sentence was read out loud, and minutes before he was to be executed, he received a pardon from President Abraham Lincoln.
在那一天死刑宣告之后呢, 执行前几分钟，这位士兵呢就接受亚伯拉罕·林肯总统的赦免。
It turned out that William Scott was on duty the night before.
原来这位士兵呢是在前一天晚上就已经值班了。
And he volunteered to help a sick friend for the next day to be on guard duty.
第二天他是自愿的帮助一个生病的朋友站岗。
He was exhausted from guard duty two nights in a row, and then that's why he fell asleep.
因为他连续两天的守夜呢，精疲力尽就睡着了。
So he was judged with compassion and mercy because of the circumstances.
因为这种情况，他接受了宽恕跟怜悯。
Even though the military law was black and white in that case,
尽管军事法庭的这个对这个此案是黑白分明的。
He returned to duty after that pardon, and then he served in the army until he died in battle the next year.
他在赦免之后呢，回到岗位，继续的服役，直到次年呢，他也战死沙场。
And what would you have done if you were in that chain of command?
如果你是当时的指挥官，你当会怎么做？
Let's pray.
我们来一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we come before you with repentance.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们以悔改的心来到你面前。
Because we know many a times that we judge others with a harsh attitude.
我们知道我们常常是刻薄的方式来论断别人。
And Lord, we ask for your forgiveness and ask you to give us that heart of compassion and humility.
我们要求你赐给我们一个怜悯慈爱的心，来回答你。
Help us to always build up.
帮助我们能够被你的慈爱怜悯充满。
Help us to always restore.
帮助我们建设。
Help us to maintain unity.
让我们能够持续你的合一。
So that we will better manifest the example of Jesus and glorify your name.
我们就可以彰显你耶稣基督。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督的圣名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
And I will ask Sister Audrey to lead us in a song of response.
Audrey 姐妹来带我们回应的诗歌。